This year's expected high voter turnout will include many people who cast absentee ballots from overseas. American soldiers are voting from Iraq and Afghanistan. And so, after much effort, is Andrew Finkel. He's an American journalist living in Istanbul. He's on the phone now from London. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So you've been eligible to vote for many years and have not.
Yes, I'm embarrassed to admit that I first could have voted in 1972 when McGovern was fighting Nixon, but it wasn't really until this election that I felt inspired and determined to vote.
And how hard was it?
Well, it was a little bit complicated. I mean, I'm grateful for the Internet. I'm grateful for the intervention of people in the American consulate. But it was quite a complicated saga. I mean, first you had to register in the place of last residence in the United States. You have to remember what your address was. You have to go to the consulate to get your application notarized, or perhaps you don't. You have to find out whether you do. Then you have to send it away. You have to wait. And then you wait, and then you wait, and then perhaps you get your ballot. And if you don't get your ballot, there's an emergency procedure for sending a federal ballot. It's not as straightforward as it might be.
When you finally got the ballot in front of you and had your choices to make, was it worth it?
Well, it was worth it. And indeed, I can confess that I managed to get two ballots. I hope there are no Republican lawyers listening, but I actually voted twice, although I'm led to believe that one ballot cancels out the other, so I didn't actually break any laws. But yes.
Hold on. How did you end up with two different ballots?
Well, because my absentee ballot didn't arrive when it should have arrived, you can apply for what's called a federal ballot, which allows you to write in the name of the federal candidates, the president and the congressman. Then, of course, you know, a week later after it should have, the real ballot arrived, and which allows you to vote for things like, you know, the dog catcher and the regent of your local community college. But if you fill that in, apparently, it cancels out the federal ballot.
Now, I imagine you're in touch with other American expatriates in Istanbul.
I am indeed, and in other countries. And I think we've all decided that this is the year we've had to vote. I mean, one person I know who didn't actually get her ballot in time is actually flying off to Ann Arbor to vote. Another person is voting for the first time in a long time. I actually met someone the other day in London whose wife is American, and the last time she voted was for Johnson against Goldwater, and she's so inspired that she's voting again for the second time 40 years later.
Andrew Finkel is an American journalist living in Istanbul. He first told his story in the pages of the Washington Post. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
American soldiers overseas have won extra time to vote in a critical state. Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell says the troops overseas can have an extra 8 days to get in their absentee ballots. There was a delay in sending the ballots because of a dispute over whether Ralph Nader should appear.